everybody. Welcome back to From Our Mind to Yours. I'm Destiny.
D'Angelo.
And I don't even know what episode this is.
Episode eight.
I'm pretty sure it's episode eight because we took a week off, then we recorded and posted episode seven, then we didn't record last week.
Yeah. We got to go get our mind right and figure out what's going on with us.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
I can't give to this podcast if I have other stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what other stuff has been going on?
Yeah, as I was about to say, to start off this episode, I wanted to start with what has life been like for you lately?
Yeah.
And D'Angelo said I have to go first, because I always go first, but what's new? Get it? What's new? What's new? What's going on? I'm quite tired, so I'm feeling a little delirious.
A little delulu.
And not in the way that everybody uses it.
Yeah.
Yeah, life's been cool. I started working out in the gym again. Mm-hmm. I've been waking up these past 2 days at 5:30 in the morning to go to the gym, and by about 12:30, 1 o'clock, I'm taking a nap. My body is so exhausted.
Yeah,
it feels really good waking up that early, though. Like, aside from working out, it feels really good waking up that early.
Starting your day that way.
Yeah.
Setting a precedent.
But going to the gym in the morning has been something I've wanted to do for a long time, and since we've had Kehlani, I haven't been able to. Yeah, but yeah. Now, with our circumstances, I am able to, and it feels really good. I think I just kind of like shocked my body a little bit. I didn't really know what the hell was going on. Excuse me, because I usually get like 9-10 hours of sleep.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I've been getting maybe 7.5 to 8. So, and then on top of that, like waking up at a time I don't normally wake up at and going to the gym, it's just like, whoa, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, yeah. I've done the morning gym thing for years.
Yeah.
I go to the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I thought it was, we're talking about me now. Now you want to talk about yourself?
No, I was just adding that in. Mm-hmm. It was there at the time. Part of my routine. Hey. Whatever.
Wait your turn, dog.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I'll raise my hand next time, teacher.
Yeah, as you should. Oh,
can I say something?
Yeah, I've been doing that. Waking up early, going to the gym, taking naps. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's really been taking me out, though. I haven't really been doing much else. I mean, obviously, mentally, I have been. I'm always doing something up here.
Yeah.
But you know what? I just learned from Jenna in Human Design.
Yep.
I forget. It has something to do with your chart in which the Ajna center here. I think that's the third eye center. If it's like open or like fixed or like, there's something about that center, mm-hmm. And if you have it a certain way, your mind is going to constantly always be thinking about something.
Yeah.
She was talking about how it can be really helpful and beneficial to you if you are like that, if you were to learn to
use it the right way.
Yeah, go with it instead of how we're always taught to just quiet our mind and slow down our thoughts and to not think of anything and just be still. But for some people, it's quite literally impossible. So instead of trying to fight against that,
you make it work for you.
Yeah.
And with you.
And even as simple of like something I've been I've been conscious of lately has been to not think of it as I need to just like a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That like, oh my gosh, I must be having so much anxiety. I must be doing something wrong because I'm just having so many thoughts running through my head all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I used to feel that way, and I used to feel like it would make me anxious because I felt like I was always thinking about something, and I needed to just like quiet my mind and take a break, and that's what would help me feel better mentally.
Yeah.
When in reality, it was was a host of other things. It was quite a bit of other things that were causing me to feel the anxiety and, I guess, kind of amplify my thoughts running through my head.
Yeah, and like you said, learning how to use it with you, like instead of thinking of those things anxiously and, you know, stuff like that, you can focus all those many things you think about at one time mm-hmm. on certain things and energies that you want to put them towards, like, you know, if cleaning something you want to do or making something, doing yeah. this, structuring this, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Just using that rushing mindset for mm-hmm. something positive.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's where human design has been really helpful.
Very helpful.
Figuring out what works for me and how to utilize that so that I'm not quite literally working against myself and trying to fit myself into a certain box or way of being that just does not work for me and is never going to work for me.
Yeah, absolutely not. I also love that about human design is that it doesn't just show you the right way to execute your design type and learn those things. It tells you how you work against it as well. So yeah. It'll show you the results of working against your design type mm-hmm. and the results of working with your design type mm-hmm. and flow as you are naturally created to, you know?
Yeah.
I love that part because then you're like, oh, shit, I do that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. That's working against Manny Jen, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, no, I really like that too because I think it can be kind of hard sometimes to know what the cause is of why you're feeling a certain way.
Absolutely. Deal with that
and all the time. And having that information accessible to you whenever you need to, you know, check in on it to show you like, okay, this is probably why I've been feeling this way because I've been acting out of alignment of what works for my energy type.
Yeah, it's like having a you playbook about you for you to execute the best way to live your life.
I forgot I have her book too. I think I packed it away. I need to go get that.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to you, Jenna.
Yeah. I don't know if it's Jenna Zoe. Not sure.
Yeah. Human design. She's amazing.
She has a podcast. She uploads her podcast videos on YouTube now too. She has a book. She might have other things. I'm not really sure. But her app. Oh, I didn't say the app too.
The human design app.
I really like hers. I've never actually looked into other. There are other people that do human design as well. But
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I found her human design. I don't even know how you would call it because nobody owns human design, but
human design's there regardless.
I think I came across her Instagram first and then I found her app and all of that other stuff. I think that it was just like divinely guided for me to find
it's hers. It's been a few years now.
Yeah. But there's so many people that do human design and post about it and create companies about it.
No, I see it all the times too.
Yeah, I've like seen a few other ones, but this one just really stuck with me. I really like her.
Yeah, her and energy, what she creates, her voice, her flow, mm-hmm. her, you know. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
for sure. Well, I really went off on a tangent about how my life has been lately. What's going on with you, D'Angelo?
Life has been good. It's been great. I've been doing a lot of self work.
Yeah.
That's a huge priority for me. Breathing techniques.
Mm-hmm.
You know, focusing on like different parts of my body that I feel like I've been lacking on, like in the gym or just eating wise, all that stuff. Like I'm trying to make better all the little things I notice I don't like
mm-hmm.
about me. Not even don't like about me that I know I can improve in exponential ways.
You know? I think it's okay to want something different for yourself.
Absolutely. But the terminology you use against it is what makes the difference, right? You don't want to call something, you don't want to feel like something was bad or negative, just that you can, you know, reinforce it in a positive way. You know, I'm trying to get rid of like saying, I don't like this about me.
Okay.
And getting the feeling of that, you know.
Yeah.
right? I don't want to feel the dislike because that comes with negative emotions. So I'm trying to change the verbiage, the vocabulary on the things I use and say to myself and out loud, you know. Yeah, one step at a time. And I catch myself every time I go back to it. So I think what's been happening more for me is the being conscious part about the things I want to change and stay consistent with them, right? The consistency is in the consciousness just every time it comes up. Even if it's, you know, going back for a second, you correct yourself right away and you keep it going. Keep it pushing. So I've been really focusing on those little things in my life that I just really want to throw away in the trash and get rid of.
Good thing the camera can't see down here, dog.
Get off my legs. Yeah, shorts. Wear my sexy ass bald guy shorts.
Yeah, and they were like all the way up his leg. But that reminds me of how we were talking about yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? Because I'm still reading all of that big collection of Neville Goddard's book.
Neville Goddard, yeah.
And I shared with D'Angelo the book, The Feeling is the Secret.
Yes.
And he listened to the audio book, which was only like 30-something minutes.
Right? 39 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
53 seconds or something.
And you were right. He was saying that the conscious is the effect and the subconscious is the cause.
Yes.
And then, and I went back to, because I was like, no, you're tripping. That's not what he said. And he said, yes, he did. So this morning when I was reading it, because I haven't finished it yet. He just listened to the audiobook.
Yesterday. I like audiobooks. She likes to read physical books.
Yeah. I was like, no, you're tripping. That's not what he says. It's the other way around. So I checked it this morning. And as I was reading it, I was like, duh, that's the way it is. That makes sense. It
makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, because the conscious is what's going on the outside.
Yeah,
the physical. The subconscious is what's going on the inside. So, of course, the subconscious would be the cause.
Because it creates what's on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's where it comes from. The effect is what is the result of your cause, the 3D portion, the material world that we live in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's okay, that's what's been happening in my life. What else? Gym, work. I've been practicing with my bow more. I have two compound bows. Love archery now. I've literally talked about it since I was a kid. But until we've kind of been on this journey, you know, we've been on this journey for years. It's been a long time coming. And I'm just, as a many gen, trying to embrace the multifaceted nature that I have and do it all. Try it all. The ones that stick and resonate the most, I want to be the best at, but not the best as in better than everybody, the best I can be at it, you know, and perfect the craft. I love perfecting things.
I still don't like to leave my child outside with him while he's
when
shooting.
I shoot.
Not that like he's ever like missed or done anything like crazy. That's just, if you know me, that's just how I am, especially with my child. It's like, yeah, no, I need to be out there because like my eyes is better than just one person's eyes.
Yeah, but so. I'm a great shot.
You are, I just, yeah, that's yeah, what yeah. I said. It's not like you've, you know, missed or came close to getting her or anything like that. I just more so get nervous that like she's going to move quickly and like not even thinking about going in front of you. She's smarter than that too. It's just my mind going crazy. I know.
She knows 1,000% to stay.
I know.
Completely out of the way.
It was so cute when I saw you guys through the window. You were grabbing your stuff to put on shoes, grabbed some rocks, and then ran back to sit on the chair behind you and was like talking to her little rocks, looking up at you while you were doing your stuff, and went back to it, just hanging out. So you know, it's crazy. She don't really let me hang out like that. That's a lie. She's been doing much better.
Yeah.
But it just comes much easier. She just knows to just hang out when it's you.
When it's daddy, yeah. We have a different thing, you know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
She wants mommy to do everything with her.
She kept wanting to pull the bow. You saw that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she kept doing it. And I let her, right? Because I want her to learn the things, the fundamentals. But I know she's not strong enough at 4 years old to draw a 55, 60-pound bow.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I was even telling Baz about that this morning at the gym. He thought that was so cool. He was like, for her to learn. I was like, yeah, exactly. I want her to know. Mm-hmm. She's going to know now why she can't do it. And when she can do it, she's already going to know how to do it. You know? She's going to be really good.
That's like how we let her practice with the hammer.
Yep.
And I know it made my mom nervous seeing her swing it around, but it's like Kehlani didn't hurt herself.
Didn't hit
any of the times that she was playing with it for a while. Yeah. Didn't hurt herself, didn't break anything else. And I think it's really important to expose young children to stuff like that so they actually can learn how to control it. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
She was very meticulous with it. She understood exactly how much pressure to swing down to where she was only hitting what she wanted to break and not like smashing it onto the ground.
Yeah, yeah. Or getting in the way of it or hurt, like you said, hurting herself or anything else. Yeah, she's very, very intelligent. Her child's cognitive function is amazing. Her hand-eye coordination, everything. We're not perfect. We don't. Our best doesn't look the same every single day. But we love every part of it. And it has resulted in, like, a crazy thing, you know?
What are you talking about?
Our child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I didn't understand that's where you were going with that.
No, no. I just mean, like, for giving herself some grace and not being perfect all the time and not, you know, she's amazing. And she's very smart. Very smart. We only talk to our child like, well, I guess me sometimes, you know, you guys got your little language thing.
What?
But I was going to say, you know, I talk to my child like an adult.
I talk to my child like an adult.
No, no, too. I know you do.
Actually, Kehlani and I be talking crazy to each other sometimes.
Crazy, like.
But it's hilarious. That's just a me and her thing. Like, if somebody were to hear it, they would think that, like, she was being disrespectful to me or something. But then when you hear me respond to her, I'm like, girl, chill out. And then she starts laughing or she's like, no, I'm not going to chill out. Like, it's just our, like, funny back and forth.
I'm going to punch you and then I'm going to do something. I'm going to punch you in the face with it. I'm going to do something.
Oh, yeah.
Bet you can't even reach me with your short ass.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened earlier.
I'm
going to
knock you over. You ain't going to punch me.
You know, that's just.
And then she gets offended that you said something like that.
Yeah, she likes to pick and choose when she wants to go back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, I mean, is her right? This episode is like so all over the place.
Yeah,
it's on the description. I'm like, what am I even going to put on this? D'Angelo and I just, hey, don't do that. You can hear all that stuff.
Oh, sorry.
On the description, I'm serious. And when you're like moving your hand like this, you hear all of that too.
Oh, yeah.
On the description, I'm just going to put Destiny and D'Angelo rant about different things.
Rambling on life.
Literally.
Yeah, who cares?
That's what I'm going to put. I feel it's real important. I can't speak for you, but for sure for me, from what I've learned, what I'm meant to do here, part of my purpose is expressing the wisdom I have inside and what I know and what I've learned. And with me having, I learned this in human design, with me having an open throat chakra or throat center. Sorry. I don't think that goes with that. I know it's in like the same area, but I don't know. I don't know how those two correlate.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's called a throat center and it's completely open. You are meant to be expressing yourself vocally. And oftentimes people with open throat centers can find it hard to know when to express yourself and when not to, and when is like too much.
And, yeah, yeah.
You know, trying to find that balance. And so I've learned that, like, when it feels, I can feel when I have like stuff to say. I can feel the energy has built up. Like before we started recording, I could feel it.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel nervous. I felt calm. I felt fine. But now I can feel that it's dying down now. The energy is like lowering, and it's
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I know now. I know I don't have that much more to say, and trying to force more out of myself, yeah, it's just not gonna come across the way I want it to. It's gonna feel forced. It's gonna look forced. It's gonna sound like, I wouldn't go as far as saying inauthentic, because I wouldn't try and like make it to be anything that's not me. But I just don't want to force myself to pull stuff out of my head. I just want it to flow when it needs to.
Yeah, and feel organic and like a river.
On that note, this is the end of episode 8.
Episode 7.5.
What? No.
No, just kidding. Episode 8.
Yeah. We'll catch you guys in the next episode.
Bye.